This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. This morning, the Federal Communications Commission, in a unanimous 5-0 vote, did away with what's known as the NFL blackout rule. The rule was around since 1975 and said if an NFL franchise didn't sell enough tickets to fill its stadium, a local TV channel was prohibited from airing that game. The NFL's initial reason for doing this was that people might not pay to see the team in person if they could watch the games for free on TV. Kenneth Shropshire directs the Wharton Sports Business Initiative at the University of Pennsylvania. Hey, Kenneth.
Hey, David.
I wanted to have you put this into some context for me. When you look at ticket sales on the one hand and these big TV contracts on the other, you know, which is more important to the NFL's bottom line?
Oh, by far now, media rights. You know, beyond TV, just all the bundled rights that come when you hear about these multi-billion dollar deals across sports. So those rights have very much surpassed the gate receipts, especially if you think about the NFL. You know, the NFL, you think a team has typically 8 home games. So the revenues from, you know, 8 times 60,000 people in a stadium at, you know, average ticket price of, you know, shy of $100. I mean, that number doesn't come close to the literally billions over a period of years that come in from media rights.
I gather that blackouts used to be a lot more common, and just reading in, saw that there were only 2 games in last season that were blacked out. What's changed? Why are so few games being blacked out?
Well, you know, if you're as old as me, you remember games were blacked out just by virtue of being a home game, and you weren't going to see it. That you, if you wanted to, I grew up in L.A., if you wanted to see a local game in L.A., you had to drive outside the county to a bar or wherever else to watch on typical network TV. I mean, what's happening now is a lot of it is the popularity of the sport. There's not this problem with selling the tickets that in terms of long-term planning, season ticket sales provide a tremendous base for a lot of these teams. And then the popularity of the game sells the rest of the tickets. It's also the case, too, that there's some flexibility in the rules now where the sales don't have to be 100%. Some situations, the sales can be as low as, I think, 85% of the actual capacity.
The argument the NFL was making throughout this process as the FCC was weighing this is that this could lead to more games going from free broadcast channels to pay channels on cable and satellite. Is that something that you would see happening anytime soon? I know a lot of these contracts go out, I think, like close to a decade in length. These are long-term contracts.
Right. Well, that certainly is what they're saying. So tough to know. I mean, the calculus of how much you want on cable and satellite versus, let's say, traditional television. Yeah, I mean, that's a calculus that's still being developed. So when the NFL says that, I think it's something to pay attention to. How important is that to continue to have access to those who don't have cable and satellite?
Kenneth Shropshire heads up the Wharton Sports Business Initiative at the University of Pennsylvania. Kenneth, thank you very much.
Thank you.